The challenge with social media, Facebook and internet and other means in which people are communicating now is that it's taking up a lot of time where people would spend time communicating to each other, especially within a family. And now, because of that, it is cheap, and it is the way in which people could connect with other people, you know, outside the family. People would now spend more time concentrating on that instead of talking to each other. And I think that is killing family time. That is killing time for even solving problems within families that people used to have before.
So what could be the solution here, Reverend Smart?
Well, I think that, first of all, people need to be aware that there is, you know, time to be on the internet, time to be on WhatsApp, and that time should be budgeted and be separated from quality family time that people have had previously. I've known people who, even during meal times, you know, they'll be on their phones, they'll be, you know, communicating with other people. And I think that should not be the case. We have some even extreme cases where, you know, people even within the family communicate with each other on WhatsApp and instead of talking to each other. So I think that creates a barrier, you know. It kills that time where people could open their hearts, time where people could listen even and find out, you know, what has been progress at school for their children, you know, are there any challenges within the family. That time is no longer there because people are spending it on WhatsApp, they're spending it on internet, they're spending it on Facebook, and talking to the rest of the world, but not to their own families.
But is there any way that this can change?
Well, I think it's difficult. It takes the change of attitude where people begin to realize that, I think previously we used to complain about television. We used to complain about, you know, time people take, you know, watching television and so forth. But the impact of Facebook and other means of communication is that you're actually talking to someone on the time. And I think the only thing that needs to be done really would be discipline within the people that that get addicted to this. I don't think there's any other way. And prioritizing family time, prioritizing time with friends where people could communicate, you know, face-to-face over, you know, the Facebook interactions that people are having.
How do you, let's say, for example, discipline a kid who is always on Facebook or a family member who is a bit old? You know, how do you do it?
Yeah, well, I think the other issue that is critical in this is I think we need to limit access to Facebook for our children, you know, by giving them phones at certain times and then maybe taking them away. But also for family members that are even older, I think there needs to be discipline where, you know, people could say, no, you know, children at the time, meal times, maybe times when people are doing homework, you know, we put away all the mobile phones, we put away all the devices that we use in social media. But one challenge that I've seen is when parents allow children to spend most of their time on Facebook and social media, in other words, they can get addicted to those, you know, devices. And you have a challenge that even things that they encounter on social media, like Facebook and so forth, might not be the kind of things you want them to see or to interact with.